So we're continuing in the packet of Sfiris HaOmer. So yesterday we discussed the three shitas. The Rambam shitas, Sfiris Daraisa, Tosis Darabonon, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham's Mechalek between Shavuos being Darabonon and Yomim being Daraisa. We assume Iker Adin. That it's the Rabbanan. Let's take a look on page 12 of the Balamor. Says the Balamor on page 12, the Sfiris HaOmer Yesh Shol LeMatam Ein Anu Omrim Bo Zman. How come there's no Shechiyonu on Sfiris HaOmer? Question number one. Well, Matam Ein Anu Sofrim Velo Bracha B'yantav Shein Shol Pesach. What's that question? Yontav Sheni Shel Pesach, we count Sphere, right? So what's his question? First question is, why don't we make a Shechiyonu? What's the second question? We shouldn't make a bracha. Why? Why shouldn't we make a bracha? It's fake of the yoma, and therefore what? So maybe the first night is really what? Maybe the second night is really the first night, and the first night is not chayev. So therefore, we shouldn't make a bracha. Be suffic. The ode. And furthermore, we should count sphere every night, two spheres. We should count two spheres every night, because it's a suffix. Moshan osim shneyam tovim misafik. Uklol shal dover ein lodo lahachmir b'sfiyas ha'omer she'ino ela b'zecher ba'alma. He says the klal is that since Sfiris HaOmer is only the Zecher Ba'alma, we're not going to be so machmer. V'hochin asikna beduchta b'mnochas da meimer bani yomim v'lomoni shvui. Omer Zecher l'miktashu. V'afu pisha anu monim yomim v'shvus minik hu b'yadeinu. It's just a minute. Aval hatino zman ein lonu. In other words, he says, Mikir Adin, everything, not like Rabbeinu Yerucham, everything is the Rabbanan, everything is just Zecher L'Mikdash. And don't think that we don't follow a Meimar. A Meimar says Zecher L'Mikdash, so therefore it's enough to count Yomim. We also hold it Zecher L'Mikdash, but yet we still count Shavuos, but that doesn't mean we also don't hold it Zecher L'Mikdash. Our minhag is we also count Shavuos, but it's still only Zecher L'Mikdash. V'ol shelo matzinu brikas zman ela b'davar sheyesh bo shum hana. And furthermore, Shechiyonu is only if you're having hana, kigon netilas lulav. Shubala simcha. Wow, this is a big yisod here. That Shechiyanu, you don't just say an any mitzvah. You have to have hana. So he says, lulav is simcha. Kiyas shofar is lezikaron. That Hashem should remember us. Ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Mikra Megillah, techos rachmona alanu parkinam. That it's a simcha that Hashem saved us. Because now he's 30 days old, so he's a viable human being. It's no remembrance of any hana. Rather, ein bo zecher l'shum hana ela la'admas nafsheinu l'churban beis moviyenu. He says it's all tsar. In other words, that we remember the churban habayis. So there's no simcha here. So there's no shechiyanu. So then he says the next arrow. So why don't we count, going back to the other question, why don't we count every night? We should count two spheres, because the fourth night might only be the third. So the fourth, we should always count the third and the fourth. The fifth should be the fourth and the fifth. Every night is a suffix, whether we're a day, you know, too far. So that's the question. So what's his answer? His answer is, "Ribanu lispor beis sfiris misafik dimsa sfir shniyim moshechas ad yom tov rishon shel atzeres." Vasi zilzul beyond of the raisa, because when it comes to the last sphere, so the last sphere is 49. So meila, if you're gonna, so that means it's a suffik 48, suffik 49. Right, so then on Shavuos you're going to still have to count another sphere, because the first night of Shavuos maybe is still the night before. Right, maybe still the night before. So Mamela, right? Because every night is so we count based on the fact that the second night is the beginning, but maybe really the third night is the beginning. So if the third night is the beginning, so that means that the last sphira is going to come out on the first night of Shavuos, and that is a zilzul in Shavuos. That is a zilzul in Shavuos. One second. It's a zilzul in Shavuos, because if you're counting, if you're saying it's the 49th day, so then you're saying it's still a weekday. And if you're going to do that the night of Shavuos, that's a zilzul in Shavuos. So therefore, because of that, in other words, in a hanami, we would do it. But it doesn't shtim on the last night, meaning the night after the last night. Because if every night you're counting 12, 13, 13, 14, you know, every night is two counts. So the last, so tonight they would count 48, 49. So else the 49, you're finished. But else the 48, you still have to count one counting tomorrow, just 49, because there's, the other one would be 49, 50, but there's no 50. So 50 is over. It's 50 and you wouldn't count. So you just count. So every night you would count. The last night, you would count 48, 49, and then Shavuos night, you'd have to just count 49. Als the cheshbon of the 48, you know, then there's still one night left to count. And that's a zilzul in Shavuos, that we're counting still Omer during Shavuos. That's a zilzul in Shavuos. Hilchach ein lo nel mas shenogu v'mekom shenogu shalomim nos shavus hayom yom nos shavu b'chol shavu v'shu hu minag hayafer. Hilchach ein lo nel mas shenogu v'mekom sh. He says that he quotes another minag v'mekom shenogu shalom. In other words, some have a minug that they only count Shavuos on the week. In other words, on day 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, they'll count Shavuos. They won't count Shavuos every night like we do. Because you're only counting the Shavuah. Shavuos only when the week changes. So the first week, on day 7, you count Hayom Shavuot L'Omer. On day 14, you count Hayom Shnei Shavuos L'Omer. On day 21, Shalosh Shavuos L'Omer. But not to count every night Shavuos also. We count, we say, Shavuachad, Shmona Yom Shavuachad Yom Echad. No, then, so he likes that minig. He says, Minig, hu ha minig hayofe. But that's not our minig. Our minig is to count Shavuos every single night. Even though it's the week didn't change. Our minig is to count every single night. What do you think? Oh, so the Hagon of Adam Freiberg, after Kasha, he said, just for the Zilzal Shavuos, we're going to miss out on Sphere every night. So it must be like this. That Meikar Adin, in Mizman HaZeh, we know, Anu Baki and Bekvi Adiyacha. Right? We know exactly when the first day of Pesach is and the second day of Pesach is. It's just Al Minhug, we keep 2 days of Yom Tov. So that Minhug should have gone also for Svira, so it doesn't. But Me'ikar Hadin, we know when it is. It's just we don't have the Minhug. But Inoch Enami, Hagon. Inoch Enami, that what? That when they had a real suffix, then they would do it. I'll show you in a second. So this is the famous Balamor.
When the Balamor says dates furious, does he really mean counting 2 days, or does he mean counting days and weeks?
No, two spheres, he means that they should be the Sfeiket the Yoma. Now, it's Rabbeinu Yeruchim's two spheres were days and weeks. When he said we should have two spheres, days and weeks. His two spheres are that we should count every night two different days. But not La Omer Ba Omer. That he never said. Not La Omer Ba Omer. Okay, that definitely is a possibility, but I don't know if that's a trap. What?
She says
Misafik. Yeah, Hagon was Latnik, Shrita. Says Misafik. Okay, now, 1 second. There is a famous piece from the Dvar Avram. If you never heard of this piece of the Dvar Avram, then, you know, I don't know if I can really speak to you. Okay, so for good measures, you should know this Dvar Avram. This is a very yeshivish Dvar Avram. Who was the Dvar Avram? The Kovner Rav, right? He gave smicha to Rav Soloveitchik, right? Rav Soloveitchik needed smicha when he came to America. He didn't have official smicha. So he went to the Dvar Avram to get smicha. So says the Dvar Avram, take a look at page 13 on the bottom left. The arrow on the bottom left. Vuzenerli v'taritz meshehiksha harazah. Razah is the Balamor. Rav Zrachya Halevi. V'sefer hamor shilhi psochim. Matam enus enam esofrim shtei sfiris misofik. Misha chasavnu nicha. Da anan harei bikinim b'kviya diyarcha. Enam esofik mei sfiris. V'ika akushi yirak mishum minig av asenu. For the alone sport stay spheres. Well beyond them. They don't have a misfaker. Tapu have a sushne yom misfaker. Well, a few of the rain are now near at Lomar Dover Chodesh. The Dafka beyond them, a unogam was saying last was based yom misfaker. Well, a sphere of Emma Slohea, Evisha Klaal, of the same sport, she says, Biach Misavavi, she's in a sphere Klaal. So much because of Mokam, so much you spoke in Mohaya Takana Ladover, so Lomar shall you so from Klaal. So the Baal HaMor says, the Dvar Avraham says like this. This is the famous vort from the Dvar Avraham. You can't count misafek. That's not counting. Counting is an exact thing. One, two, three. If you're saying it's two, three, that's Heishnis counting. But you could say, keep 2 days of Yantar, fine. But when the mitzvah is a counting mitzvah, there's no such thing as counting misafik. It's either, if it's two, it's not three. It's three, it's not four. The patient is counting. That's the big yisod. So the mela, the whole concept of sveika, the yoma, doesn't apply to sfiris omer. That's the famous word of the Dvar Avraham. It's like asiri vadai, you know, v'lo, I think he quotes that, right? Asiri vadai v'lo asiri sofik, like when you count the animals coming out of the corral for Meister Behema. It's Asiri Vada, Loa Siri Sofek. Does taste that if it's Misofek, that's not counting. You know, it's 8, 9, today's 8, 9, tomorrow's 10, 11. Nisht Nazai. Oh, now, many years ago, Rabbi Abba Braunschweigel, who used to be a Rosh Yeshiva in this Yeshiva, who's now Rosh Yeshiva in the Queen's Yeshiva. So he gave a Sichas Musar about this Dvar Avraham. What's the Sichas Musar about this Dvar Avraham? So he quoted the last paragraph on page 15.
Fulam afal pish asvar nechona v'yesh lo smuchim v'l'acharei sh'harazot tirits v'kushyoso matam eino anu sofrim shtei sfiris b'derech acheres v'zel shono imbonu lispor bei sfiris misofik nimse sfiris shein v'shechis ad yontov v'yishot shal atzeres osi v'zulzuli v'yontov d'araisi halkachein lono al mashano nir l'chor d'leis b'k sfar seino nal dim lokein adifo havalei meimad yevshar lispor bei sfiris misofik.
So he says that, in other words, basically what he's saying is that even though we have a good svara, but we have to show deference to the Baal HaMor. In other words, Baal HaMor clearly didn't accept our svara. What he's trying to show is that even though you think you know, you have these great svaras and great things, but you have to be kafuf to the Masorah, kafuf to the Hachamim, whatever, you know, you might have this great svara, but in the end of the day, if it's against the Minog or it's against the Rishonim, so then you know, we reject it. So, because clearly the Baal HaMor didn't agree to that, right? Because he says if the Baal HaMor would have agreed, he doesn't need to give this answer. In other words, the Dvar Avraham's answer is a better answer, l'chora, than the Baal HaMor. Baal HaMor's answer is a very strange answer. In other words, in we do it, lulei the last, you know, the day after the last day it gets messed up. That's, you know, that, therefore we don't do the whole thing. According to Dvar Avraham, it's a much more basic answer. That it's just not neat time to do. It's So that's the that's coming here. So the bottom line is in Inachanami, if there was what would be the din if a person's besafik, even bismanazeh, if the person's besafik, somehow he's in the middle of a, he doesn't know what day is in Omer, he's not sure if it's four or five, so could he count both? So the Dvar Avraham says if you do that, then you get nothing, and the Baal Amor says no. If it's a real suffix, he can count. And they would have done it to Avada if it's a real suffix. Only Shalom is Bezmanazeh, that it's a minig, would the minig apply as well?
Yeah. And so that basically, when you count Spira, I mean, obviously, there's a kind of size, but it's from here. But if you count Spira, you're counting for, there is, I think it's a concept of counting for the Kabbalah Satorah. Because there was no purpose. But there would be no purpose in Pesach if they didn't have the Kabbalah Satorah. So you count for the Kabbalah Satorah.
And therefore
you can say that you go, so it's not that you count 40, you count 49 on Shavuos, the Silos on Shavuos. So that's the whole basis of Shavuos. Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah. And you count Kabbalah Satorah, you count the Kabbalah Satorah and they have Kabbalah Satorah, it would make no sense.
You're saying that you wouldn't count 49 on Shavuos.
You count with Kabbalah Satorah, natural Kabbalah Satorah.
Yeah, because maybe the real Kabbalah Satorah is the second day of Shavuos. Outside that you would count on Shavuos 49 is because the Sfeik of the Yom assumes that maybe Meikar had, maybe we are off a day. And the second day of Shavuos is the real Shavuos.
But we're in the Yom today.
Right, so we just go through the motions as if we're not.
But then the first day of Shavuos is Vayi Shavuos.
Right.
So then the first day of Shavuos is Vayi Shavuos. With that, then one question is
that. Yeah, but we still are knowing the second day of Shavuos.
That's
one
day
of
Rabbanah,
huh? Right, so this also only means Rabbanah. Okay, good. The one last piece here of Soloveitchik has, it's quoted in a lot of different places, the Harei Kedem, Rav Michal Shurkin, and others. We know the famous sheet of the Bahag, if you miss one day, then you can't continue counting with the bracha. So one way to learn it is that all the 49 countings is one mitzvah. So once you miss, it's like you have three species in the lulav, not four. So then you can't make a bracha on any of them. Rav Soloveitchik had a different pshat. His pshat was that no, la'olam, it's 49 separate mitzvahs. But once you miss a night or a day, then it's not a count anymore. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. That's not counting anymore. So once you missed, it's not counting anymore. So Mela, since it's not counting anymore, so that's why you can't go on. Nafkamina that people give, Rabbi Josh Hoffman discusses with others. What if a person knows that on day 15 he's going to have a surgery and is going to be out for 24 hours? But now we're holding on day 3. But he scheduled surgery for day 15. So does he count with a bracha? So after, once 15 comes, he's going to miss 15. He's not going to do 16, 17, the rest with a bracha. But what about before, till you get to day 15? What happens until you get to day 15? So, do we say, otherwise, it's all one mitzvah, so if you know you're not going to have day 15, you can't do it now either? Or do we say, no, right now the count is fine, so I can count. Once I hit day 15, then I won't count anymore. So that's the nafkamina that's given. Is it a din that it's all one mitzvah, or is it a din that it's once you miss it, it's a chisaron in the ability to count? Sort of like the Dvar Avraham, but a different twist. The Dvar Avraham says it's not a count to count two countings per night. Now, Salvation's saying a different aspect, that it's not a count once you skip, then it's not counting anymore. Harav Gershom.
I remember my Rebbe Karim Yaber, Moshe Dimon, said he once finished year, and he says, the guy who said a particular word. So he says, Omrim by Yeshiva, you know, the yeshivas they say. I don't remember who said it, so I'd say in the name of the yeshivas. So sometimes you just have to say in the name of the yeshivas. Okay? And that's the idea. The yeshivot Omrim.
Okay, so this is the word. Okay, Rabbi Osai, I'd like to begin the in Yonei Hashkafa. I won't be able to stay for Mincha. So please, I'll wish everyone a good yontif after the shir, and then you can daven mincha. Those that are coming, Rez Hashem, if you have any questions about where the shul is or where you're staying, Harav Reb Aryeh Graber is the contact man par excellence to speak to and to get all the information. Rez Hashem, we're having two packets, please, Rez Hashem, on B'chuseim Lo Seilechu and Kovet Sefer Torah. Plus, is there Ask the Rabbi session? Maybe. And there's a lot of food, Bez Hashem. And so it'll be good. So looking forward to spending Yontif together. And then after Yontif, I want to maybe do those packets, review those packets, so we have them online, and you'll review it. And then we'll go to Tefillah Saderach. We already have one packet already made, at Tefillah Saderach. So, that's the story.